You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's estimated that 700,000 people in the UK have glaucoma, but half don't know they have it. That's why during this year's Glaucoma Awareness Week, Glaucoma UK is encouraging people to have their eyes tested more frequently. I'm joined now by Joanne Crichton, Glaucoma UK Chief Executive, Professor Cecilia Fennity, Glaucoma UK Trustee and Consultant Ophthalmic Surgeon at Manchester Royal Eye Hospital, and Emily Dunmore-Revel, mother to Evelyn, who was diagnosed with glaucoma when she was just a few weeks old. Welcome in to all of you.
Thank you.
Joanne, if we could start with you, could you tell us a bit about Glaucoma Awareness Week and what you've got planned for the campaign this year?
Absolutely. So Glaucoma Awareness Week is our annual awareness raising opportunity where we just do all we can to encourage people across the UK to talk about glaucoma. You mentioned that 700,000 people in the UK have glaucoma, but staggeringly, of course, half of them don't know that they have it. So our mission as a charity is to end preventable glaucoma sight loss, and that starts with raising awareness of the disease. So this is a hugely important week in our calendar. This year, our campaign revolves around the theme, My Glaucoma, and we've been inviting everyone to complete that sentence in their own words and share their own individual experiences. So that could be how they perceive the disease, what their diagnosis was like, or even their everyday life with glaucoma. And by sharing these stories, we hope to spark conversations and discussions and just foster a better understanding of the condition. And the key call to action for our campaign is for everyone to attend regular eye tests and prioritise their eye health.
And Professor Cecilia Fennity, what is glaucoma? If we take a step back a little bit, what is glaucoma and how do we recognise the symptoms?
So glaucoma is the name given to actually a group of eye conditions, all affecting the nerve at the back of the eye and resulting in permanent loss of vision. And for most adults, they will have no symptoms at all. And that's because the straight ahead eyesight is not affected early on in the condition. And by the time people realise there's a problem, they may have lost quite a significant amount of their vision that will not return. And that's why regular eye checks are essential to detect glaucoma in the early stages.
And during those early stages, how is glaucoma diagnosed and then how is it actually treated?
So the vast majority of people have their glaucoma condition detected when they go along to their optician for a routine eye test. And they will have a series of examination techniques, including measuring the pressure of the eye, looking at the nerve at the back of the eye, and performing a field of vision test. And if glaucoma is detected, they will be sent for a further assessment at an eye hospital unit usually, and then they may be offered treatment in the form of drop treatment, which would be for life, or glaucoma laser treatment if they're suitable, and for some patients with moderate or severe glaucoma, they would be offered surgery.
People who are maybe more at risk of developing glaucoma.
Yes, so we are all at risk of developing glaucoma, and increasingly so as we get older. And that's why the message of glaucoma awareness, it's important that that gets out to everyone. And there are some people who have an even higher risk, such as those with an immediate family member with glaucoma, those people who have West African heritage, and some people taking certain medications for other medical conditions, for instance, steroid treatment. People who have high pressure in their eyes are also at high risk, but you would only know that from going to see your optician on that regular basis and having your eye pressure checked.
And Emily, your daughter Evelyn was diagnosed very early on. How did that happen and is she receiving treatment now?
Yeah, she's currently receiving treatment. So she's having drops in her eyes every day. We do have a second operation scheduled in next week to help release the pressure, because the doctor said that the first one wasn't as successful as they thought it would be. But yes, the diagnosis process, we and my partner sort of noticed it from birth with the cloudiness of the eye, and she had a larger eye, which obviously is concerning. And then when we went to the doctor, our local GP, he told us that she didn't have a red light reflex in her left eye. And then that's from there, we was transferred over to the hospital for checks and everything.
And what sort of impact has glaucoma had on Evelyn's day-to-day life?
So she is still very little, but, you know, her eyesight, not being able to see very well. Obviously, we've noticed with her trying to grab things, but not being able to see from, like, certain ways, if that makes sense. She does have to have a patch on her eye, which she doesn't like. She does obviously have to have drops as well. Like I said, sometimes she doesn't like them, sometimes she does. So that can, like, irritate her. I've noticed as well that she does get a lot of conjunctivitis in her eyes. So we are constantly at the doctors trying to get that sorted as well.
And is there any advice that you'd give to parents listening who may be concerned about their children's eye health?
To just obviously go to get your children's eyes checked. And obviously, if they do need any advice, that's what the medical professionals are for. And obviously, if they do end up having glaucoma, the Glaucoma UK website is brilliant. It's full of information.
Fantastic. Joanne, where can we find out a bit more information about glaucoma?
As Emily says, the website is probably the best place to start. So that's www.glaucoma.uk. We also have a helpline as well that runs Monday to Friday that people can call up, and we're there to support not just people living with glaucoma, but their loved ones as well. So any questions or concerns. And it's also worth mentioning as well that we run regular webinars and support groups around the country. And we've got a buddy scheme as well, where we match up people with our brilliant volunteers who help by being a listening volunteer and listening ear, and also sharing their own experiences as well. So that's another option that people have if they want to get in touch.
Well, Joanne Crichton, Glaucoma UK Chief Executive, Professor Cecilia Fennity and Emily Dunmore-Revel, thanks for joining us during Glaucoma Awareness Week here on RNIB Connect Radio.